going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Joining me right now, my guy, Brandon Scoop B. Robinson, who covers the NBA. He's been on television. He's been on the radio. He's done podcasts, a lot of stuff. He's an insider. He's got the scoop. I'm glad he could join us tonight because I did see him getting some credit on some tweets that were saying there is some interest with Jason Kidd and the Knicks, and so much so that Jason Kidd wants that job. Let's bring in Brandon right now. Brandon, are you there?
I am. Check, check, 1, 2. Brother, what's going on?
Bro, it's been a minute, man, from talking Nets days to I forget what rapper you were rolling with. Back in the transition SC days when you and I were both hustling in the city and we ended up in that office building together. I think like DJ Scribble was in there and
yes.
Were you with Scribble?
I was.
That's what it was. Yo, so I good. Was. Hey, good to see you, you know, continuing to work and grind and for us to meet on air here at WFAN.
Yes, sir, brother. Always a pleasure. Glad to see you grinding. Glad to get New York talking today, especially on Twitter, specifically about my reporting about Jason Kidd, which, you know, kind of dates back to when Tibbs was let go.
So let's go there, right? Because what I was saying was, man, you can't have a plan if your plan is to fire a coach and then request the, you know, the right to interview a coach from another team that could tell you that they don't want to do that. There were some reports out there that the Mavericks weren't going to let this happen. So let's start there with the Dallas Mavericks. They have to allow this to go on.
They do have to allow it to go on. And from folks that I've spoken with independently from the information that I got about Jason Kidd, simply said that you basically, anytime you have interest in a coach and a team, if they don't want to give up the right to have their coach interview, they usually say something. The Mavericks have been pretty silent. And it's been, you know, a few days. It's been a weekend, and it's still pretty silent. And here we are. You look at the Houston Rockets and Ime Udoka. Automatically, all of those reports were shot down. The Rockets like their coach. They want their coach. Jason Kidd is a bit of a different story. And this is actually kind of a revisit of a conversation that Kidd and the Knicks had some years ago. So if, you know, it's not like he's foreign to playing there and he's not foreign to James Dolan. So every indication that I've gotten to directly answer your question, there is some mutual interest. And from all my reporting going back to Friday, I was told from a very reliable leak source that stated that, you know, the Mavs will leave it up to Jason Kidd to make his decision whether he actually wants to interview. And then if that does take place, you know, the Knicks and the Mavs, if there is a hiring, we'll have to discuss compensation.
We're on the phone right now with Brandon Scoop B. Robinson, NBA insider. You know, when I look at the Dallas Mavericks, I can't help but to look at Nico Harrison, and he is the Dallas Mavericks right now to me. I think about fans showing up with a casket to American Airlines Arena, fans basically, you know, outside the place saying that they quit being Mavericks fans. But then, you know, after the Luka trade, the good fortune of that lottery ball bouncing their way and everybody feeling like they're going to draft Cooper Flagg. So why would you want to leave there? But there are some reports that people feel like it's a sinking ship. Nico might not even be safe. So let's move past from the Dallas Mavericks, and let's just say that the Dallas Mavericks, whether it's Nico, whether whoever it is, they do grant Jason Kidd this interview. I feel like he's got to be the guy. As you were just talking about, he played here. He's not foreign to the area. I think he was obviously in the mix back in 2020. You need a big name. And now these are big shoes to fill, and the expectations are higher than ever because the bar is set at you got to make the NBA Finals. Not everybody can handle that. A rookie coach like a Johnny Bryant, that would be a lot to put on his plate. I feel like it's got to go down. How long do you think this is going to take to play out? I don't think it's going to happen during these NBA Finals. Then we've got the NBA Draft. What's a timetable on when we'll know whether Jason Kidd is going to take this job or can take this job?
Well, first of all, you got the NBA Finals that are finishing up. You have a draft that's coming right around the corner. You've seen teams in the past draft without having an active head coach. It's not a mandate that you have to have that, but you know the actual interview process has to take place. There's no interview that has happened yet, and usually, and I can kind of say this based upon just I know how the NBA in some aspects like to run. They don't like any distractions that take away from the main event, which is the NBA Finals. And I think that's kind of why it's a little hush-hush quiet. And so with that being said, I would imagine that sometime after the finals, you'll see some sort of announcement or conversation or just some sort of acknowledgement of if it's not J. Kidd, if it's somebody else, then here we are. But I would imagine that, you know, that would come soon after that. That's what my instincts tell me. As you know, I've often said the NBA is the new WWE. Storylines and just drama seem to follow. But I think on this one, if I'm the Knicks, I'm kind of prudent in my approach because if you're chasing a championship, you're looking to make – you're really making – not just looking to get a name and make a splash. You're really trying to make the right hire. And I'll add this specifically about Jason Kidd, and then I want to talk about some of the other candidates that are out there. But, you know, Jason Kidd actually interviewed for that position 5 years ago when he was still a assistant coach with the Los Angeles Lakers, and James Dolan was sold on Jason Kidd. I reported this back in, I believe, July of 2020. When we were all on lockdown during the height of the pandemic. And from people that I've spoken with that are familiar with J. Kidd's thinking as well as just what was going on with the Lakers at the time, LeBron James was very instrumental in asking Jason Kidd to actually stay in Los Angeles. LeBron was very instrumental in getting J. Kidd into the fold as an assistant. He really wanted him to be a head coach, and that didn't happen. Frank Vogel was, but he ended up staying. He let the Knicks know that, you know, he wasn't going to be in the running. And the Knicks hired Tom Thibodeau, hired him as the head coach of their team. And he lasted for 5 seasons and really did a good job. And so when you look at just what Tibbs did and the replacement that's going to come in, you really got to hire somebody that has the respect of the locker room, that has a mastery of defensive schemes, but also as a player coach. And, you know, we talked about Johnny Bryant specifically. He was one of the top two coaches in the running for, you know, the Phoenix Suns job, and it didn't happen. He has a familiarity with the Knicks at large. And, you know, he's somebody that I would take seriously. I know that all signs currently seem to be that the Knicks and Jason Kidd have mutual interest from what I reported. But there are other guys out there who could be considered as well. And, you know, you even look at Mike Malone, someone who is familiar to the area, someone who, you know, is from Queens by way of Seton Hall Prep in West Orange, New Jersey. But right now, again, everything seems to be pointing that there is some mutual interest and there's some formalities that have to take place between both teams if they make it happen.
Yeah, I think that they made this move and they didn't directly have one guy, but now they can cast a wider net for a few guys. We're connecting dots here. And now James Dolan's name has come up in these last few days about the part that he played in Tom Thibodeau's firing. So when you tell me that, you know, he was part of the interview process with Jason Kidd and was sold on Jason Kidd, boom, then there's a direct connection right there. Now I want to connect a player who's out there, and it's obviously Giannis Antetokounmpo. So with Giannis floating out there and a report of a tsunami offer that the Knicks are prepared, do you think that the Knicks are trying to reunite Giannis and J. Kidd, or do you think that these two are separate things?
For now, I'll say that it's mutually exclusive. I know that there are a lot of reports out there about Giannis, and I'm going to stick with my reporting that I had mid-last month. You can check out my blog at scoopb.com. In the blog section, I specifically spoke about where Giannis would like to go. And so the Eastern Conference is where he'd like to stay, according to my reporting. And more specifically, New York and Toronto are two places that he has his eyes on, specifically Toronto, because of his connection to Masai Ujiri, who works in the front office with the Toronto Raptors. And Toronto is a destination that many players do enjoy. And so I know that, you know, Toronto and New York, specifically the borough of Brooklyn, are two places that he's had his eyes set on. I know that both teams have assets and cap space to make that happen. But I also know that in the case of Giannis, he has a very strong tie to the New York City area and the Greek community. I've done my research just in business outside of basketball, and he's very well respected, making a lot of moves that are not seen to the public per se. And he definitely has aspirations of, you know, he's kind of at the point where he is right now, where LeBron was, where a younger version of where LeBron was when he came to Los Angeles, and it was more than just playing basketball. It was really casting his net in the production space. And Kevin, when he came to Brooklyn and did something similar, it's a combination of basketball and business interest. And so those are some of the things. And so you asked me specifically about the Knicks. He does like New York. I can tell you that. He likes Toronto also. I feel like you take things one step at a time as it relates to just the coach and more. However, I will say, because those two were colleagues in Milwaukee, and J. Kidd coached Giannis, there is a mutual respect. Even when J. Kidd was let go, Giannis wanted to fight to keep J. Kidd there. And it didn't happen that way. There was still a learning curve that J. Kidd needed to adjust and absorb to. And I think the Lakers was definitely that learning curve that added his development as an assistant coach with the Lakers and then coming to Dallas. But as of now, I kind of keep those mutually exclusive just because, that's just how I tend to look at those things. But, you know, I definitely think if J. Kidd is brought in, he's definitely an antenna that would catch Giannis's attention.
We're on the phone right now with Brandon Scoop B. Robinson. Check out scoopbrobinson.com. His name is floating around, and it's attached to Jason Kidd, but he just mentioned two names. Well, one, Giannis.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's with Brooklyn and then KD. So I got to ask you those two questions. I already had that in mind anyway. So I'm a Nets fan. I don't see the Brooklyn Nets going after Giannis, but of course Giannis would want to be in New York. We saw the video of him walking around. I just feel like the Nets are not ready to win right now. So adding a Giannis at this point, like, this isn't a project. You add Giannis to a contender, and I think he wants to go to a contender. So we'll start there. Do you think there's anything in reality with the Nets making a move with the Bucks to bring Giannis to Barclays Center?
They have the assets to do so. I know that the Nets have had conversations at the deadline. But from those conversations, you know, the teams that were offering a myriad of things just did not. They wanted more and for the Nets, then the Nets had to give up. And I think that the Nets have been prudent in their approach. In answer to your question about Giannis, I've seen crazier things happen. I think Toronto, to me, has a stronger background, particularly having won a championship within the last 5, 6, 7 years. And also the relationship that Giannis has with Toronto's front office dating, you know, years ago. I think that is a stronger link currently from all of the reporting that I've done, that I can tell you that. But as far as the Nets making moves, they have the assets to do so. And I'll never sell them short. The one thing I can say about the Nets specifically, and I can kind of compare it to the Knicks, is from years past, is this. There was a period in time in free agency where there were many Knicks, or rather free agents, who had pondered the Knicks, but didn't like the culture that was in Manhattan at the time with the Knicks, and specifically how Carmelo Anthony was kind of treated at certain points during the Phil Jackson portion of, you know, his tenure there. And, you know, players pay attention. And comparatively, I've heard this from players specifically that, you know, with the Nets, the way that Kevin Durant and Kyrie were handled, that didn't sit well with them. And, you know, you ultimately saw James Harden leave for reasons that weren't necessarily as widely reported. People blamed Kyrie for Harden's departure. And really and truly, it was the relationship with Steve Nash rather than it was with other people. And so I answer your question with players pay attention, players talk. And Toronto has a better track record when it comes to getting certain marquee guys. And so currently I'm leaning towards Toronto for Giannis. But again, things do change and things do happen. I have to credit Brian Lewis, who was the first to report the whole Giannis Antetokounmpo interest and mutuality. And, you know, I do think that the Nets offer New York City, but there has to be a component that guarantees more amenities than just New York City.
Yeah, I think the Raptors have better pieces. Okay, quickly, KD to the Knicks. Hey, KD, don't you regret not choosing the Knicks? Like, I don't see KD coming to the Knicks. I don't think KD wants any parts of the Knicks. But the price is going to be right where the Knicks already put an offer out. We heard that report. They already put an offer out at the deadline. You think that's got any traction coming up here?
I mean, yeah, the Knicks portion of KD, February 4th, I reported that they had mutual interest. There were other teams that also had interest. Everything that I've gotten has been Houston primarily, as well as San Antonio. Phoenix and KD are ready to move on. And I think that those are the two teams that I'm going to stand by for now. I don't necessarily see the Knicks currently. I don't feel like you should break up that roster to just bring in KD, who at this point at 36, is still a top player, but I still think you have some chemistry in New York that I don't think you should damage. That's my opinion.
And now Brunson. The piece for me about Brunson is that, like, Brunson came out game six and endorsed Tom Thibodeau. And he's the captain. He's the face of the franchise, the leader of the team, arguably the best player on the team, him and Kat. I feel like the Jason Kidd move is also to appease him. I feel like the Jason Kidd move is also to put a guy that already coached him, that he has a relationship with, where it's not going to be any static. And you can't have static with this guy in the next choice. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I would agree with the whole portion of appeasing Brunson, but also someone that there's a level of familiarity. Karl Anthony Towns, growing up in New Jersey, probably watched Jason Kidd at length when Kidd was a Net and Kidd was a Knick. But I also think that when you look at Jason Kidd and him having the relationship with Brunson in Dallas, and just a guy that's very well respected across the league from its players, somebody who is a player's coach, and that brings instant credibility. I also think that for Kat and Thibodeau, they repaired their relationship and things seem to be well. I know that a lot of blame it was shifted on Kat for how things ended, and I think that in this situation, perhaps there's just a new fresh voice that is needed, and maybe if not J. Kidd, there's some other guys that are there who will be receptive to him.
When I look at the Knicks, I don't think they're getting rid of Mikal Bridges because of what they gave up for him. Same thing with Karl Anthony Towns. I think essentially you need to run it back with this group for year two, but they do need to change that starting five, and they also need to add to that bench. Do you have any ideas or any players or just maybe even the idea of what kind of player the Knicks need to add to their starting five and bench to improve so that they can take the step forward and get to the finals next year?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I was disappointed that they got rid of a bunch of guys in that trade for
DiVincenzo.
Yes, mainly. And that guy was the heart and soul of that team, if you ask me. And I think you need someone like a DiVincenzo. A player right now doesn't come to mind, but you also need a slasher, a guard that's going to take over. And when I say this, I'm saying a player like, not him specifically. You need an Edwards type of player in that system, a guy that's just a jerk. A Jimmy Butler type guy, maybe not Jimmy Butler, but a guy like that just takes over. Because I think with what happens with that Knicks team specifically is you rely so much on that guard play from the point guard. Then when he gets hurt or when the other team's best player goes off, what is your answer to go tit for tat with them? So I think they need a two or three that can kind of counter the other team's best two or three.
Okay, last thing for you. I've been talking about the NBA being rigged as a joke, but conspiracy theories from the way the lottery ball bounced to even, you know, the Heat making the Eastern Conference Finals, losing, and then going on to the finals. The Celtics doing the same the following year. The Pacers doing the same. And now the Knicks, the writing is on the wall for them making the Eastern Conference Finals and then next year taking a step forward. After we watch this finals, whether it's five games, whether it's six games, whatever, and the ratings are terrible, and we're already hearing all these like criticism. I heard Joe Budden criticizing the NBA and Adam Silver for how they're presenting the finals today. They need the New York Knicks to take the next step and be in the finals next year. What are your thoughts about the NBA, how they're presenting the championship to us, and the small market teams getting there, and the hit that they've already taken on the ratings, and how much of a hit this is going to be?
Well, you're not going to like my answer because it's not going to be big city New York centric because I travel and I see all these other smaller cities actually hate New York and L.A. because they feel like even though they bring quote unquote ratings, there's good basketball. And I think that when you look at the NBA Finals this year with Oklahoma, they've been consistent all year. They play a team concept, and they're doing it in a college town. Like Oklahoma itself, like that city is just a dope place to watch good basketball, and so is Indiana. But I do understand the ratings. I really do like seeing Shea and Halliburton go against each other. Would I like to see New York? Of course, but I would like to see New York selfishly because, you know, I split time between New York City and Northern New Jersey growing up. And I remember watching the Knicks in the 94 finals and 99, I think it was, against the Spurs and all that stuff. And it'd be great just for the city at large to see them win a championship. But I just think that we're just at a point now where we've been spoiled with such great basketball, whether it's the Knicks, the Lakers, or even the slam dunk contest. Anything that is not, that is mediocre, we call it out because of social media and overexposure to media. And I think this chatter is chatter that is chatter because of social media where people are letting those thoughts out. And, you know, people are tied up to those opinions. But ultimately, I also think people aren't watching basketball at large because they're on their phones. Good basketball is going to always find its way. But just selfishly for locale, I'd like to see the Knicks make it to the finals. And if history repeats itself, then, you know, next year, let's hope that they do make it to the finals.
Yeah, I would assume after James Dolan got the smell in his nose of hosting the finals this year, that they'll be hell-bent on getting back there next year. So I expect them to try and get Jay Kidd. I expect them to make a trade, make some moves in this free agency to bolster up their starting five and their bench. And then basically declare themselves as the favorites coming out of next year, where it's them, the Pacers, and the Cavs, but they should be in the conversation. Thank you for this conversation, Brandon Scoop B. Robinson. Plug anything you want so people can find you out there.
Hey, guys, subscribe to Scoopy Radio on all streaming platforms. We have anybody from Spike Lee to DJ Khaled to the voice of Siri to a myriad of other people. We've been running 9 years now, independently produced. Also, check out the Scoopy blog over at scoopy.com. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Scoop B. Scoop, like you're scooping ice cream, the letter B. Brother, thank you for the opportunity to be myself.
Yeah, and I know you were on years ago with Evan Roberts. What was that Nets show called?
So that's actually when I got my start with the Nets. I started at 12 years old hosting a kids radio show with Albert King and Evan Roberts called Net Slamming Planet. The show was featured on NBA Inside Stuff with Ahmad Rashad. But yeah, I started at 12 years old doing radio with the Nets. And, you know, since then, I've worked at any iteration. I was last at Network Television at Bally Sports Network as their lead NBA insider. I've been at MSG Networks. I've been around the Source Magazine. I've anything from from sports to entertainment to lifestyle. So and I build relationships with players. And, you know, if you're in New York or New Jersey, you've definitely heard my name or seen my reports. Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, a myriad of other things. So, yeah, man, I've been around, and I ain't going nowhere.
I know that's right. Scoop B, appreciate you, bro. Have a good one.
My brother, talk to you soon.
888-808-1019. Yeah, Scoop is the man. I've run into him a bunch of times. I don't know why I haven't had him on sooner. Like, I had him on my Nets podcast probably 4 or 5 years ago. But then today, when the report came across, I'm like, oh, they just tagged Scoop B as the source? I know this guy. Got to tap him in and bring him into Cam to AM. So
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.